It's time right now on a Wednesday morning to check in with the folks in Jonesboro for the JVO show. That's right, Jonesboro's calendar show. Each week we speak to someone involved in Jonesboro and various activities, find out exactly what they do and how we can all become more of a part of it. And today we want to touch base with Ann Mason, the director of the Heritage Alliance. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us this morning. And just jumping right in for our listeners, real quickly, give us a thumbnail definition for listeners who may not know of what the Heritage Alliance is and what it does.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit based out of Jonesboro, and our job is to, you know, preserve the history there and, you know, share that history with the wider public. So we do that through museums, we do that through tours, through educational programs, a little bit of everything.
It is, and you've been on the show many times before to talk about specific things that take place. You have a lot going on from your perspective as director of Heritage Alliance, too, and the dedication that the Alliance has to making sure that folks in Northeast Tennessee, specifically, of course, in Jonesboro, are in connection with their heritage and their past as much as they can be. So, personal question, just asking, Ann, how do you gather all the things that become part of the Alliance?
Well, you know, like the artifacts or items in our collection, you know, people donate those to us. You know, the buildings we care for, you know, we find some of those, and some of those are kind of, you know, they find us.
Sounds like it's kind of an open door at the Alliance, right?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Talk about a little bit about the different museums and the rotating exhibitions and so forth that they do have to offer.
Yeah. So we, you know, manage the Jonesboro Washington County History Museum, which is located inside the Visitor Center in Jonesboro. We are also caretakers for the Chester Inn State Historic Site Museum, which is a state-owned historic site. It's the old inn right there on Main Street. It's beautiful. And then we help the town of Jonesboro with the Chuck E. Depot Museum. And all three of these museums, you know, they rotate exhibits every year. You know, we do special programming out of each of them, like with the Chester Inn. Once a month we do History Happy Hour with a different topic every month. But, you know, you never know quite what we've got going on. So, you know, the best way to stay up to date with that is to, you know, check out our website, heritageall.org, or you know, follow us on social media. We've got a Facebook and Instagram.
Very good. Heritage Alliance Director Ann Mason thinking out loud with us right now. Ann, you know, I don't think a lot of folks realize that Jonesboro actually has three museums that it can call its own, too. Museums, of course, traditionally have had to rely on grant money. I would think a heritage-oriented set of museums. Just take one as an example. Any of the given museums, the monies available for a historical or a heritage related kind of grant request, I would think somehow they may be a little more available than other kinds of grants. Am I on base at all on that?
It depends.
Okay.
I mean, we're very fortunate that we received support from the town of Jonesboro. And, of course, the Chester Inn is owned by the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of our museums, I will say, are free of charge. You know, we do gladly accept donations because it does help keep them running. But, yeah, no, there are some, like, great grants out there for, you know, heritage institutions. You know, they're actually way more than normal the last few years during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, overall, there are some really good ones from every year. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds really interesting, and it always is. Any of the museums in Jonesboro, as Ann said, they're free to the public. And, of course, donations are welcome if you'd like to do that as well. Sort of a love offering of a sort. Ann, always a pleasure to think out loud with you and talk on a broad basis today about the Heritage Alliance and its museums and what's involved with it as well. Thanks for joining us, and take care. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.